about the last few days, or should we just go? I'm sorry, you just go back to. I went to the Marams. But
I was going to ask you about the Rosh. I was going to ask the Rosh Hashiva about the Rosh. When Hakole, the Communicum Medina, it's talking about the type of the wall or the thickness of the wall.
I'm sorry. There's two Rosh. There's a Rosh, and it's Aleph. And the Russian and Os Hey. The Russian Os Aleph relates to your question. And he says that a call Kaminika Medina is going on the type of wall, but not on the thickness.
So that's my quickest Russian
Rosh? That's arguing with Isis. That part, the Russian Aleph, is arguing with our Tosis. Because our Tosis brings a raya from viewing Gazas to this thickness. So our Tosis holds that if you lower the quality of the wall, you can also lower the thickness of the wall. While the Russian Ice Aleph disagrees, he says that the two don't follow just because you lowered the quality doesn't mean you lower the thickness. Within each quality, you have to keep the thickness. Bill Vigazis needs a greater thickness than Hutzavadafna. So that's a machlekes pashas tightness in the Rosh. And I'm not sure if the Maram agrees, but that's the pashup shot that tightness in the Rosh argue because our tightness says umiyu. So our tightness learns and he brings a raya from Dvil Vigazis to lesson five, lesson six. So he holds it to the same. But the Rosh in Aleph splits. But the Rosh in Os Hey was not getting into that issue. The Rosh in Os Hey is discussing a different issue, whether the material lesson Hutzavadafna is good. That Rosh theoretically, that Rabbeinu Tam theoretically, our Tavis could agree to also. And the at least the Marikoyen assumes Marikoyen assumes that since our type is quotes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and it's daichik to say that Rabbeinu Tam says two different things, and it's daichik to say that they're quoting different Rabbeinu Tam. So he's assuming that our type is and the Rosh's Rabbeinu Tam are the same. That's definitely not 100% Bukhruch, but that's what he's assuming. But the Rosh, we know, argues with our Tosis. But that's not relevant.
I think Rabbi David Max wanted to point out that Rashi also only says the types of stone doesn't point out to me though.
Doesn't what?
Rashi says that Hakol Kaminika Medina is going on the types of stone, on the types of materials, not on the midas.
Okay, but it doesn't, I don't know, does it mean that that it doesn't, it's not both? Rashi says.
Very clearly Rashi says, I'm saying. No, I'm.
Okay, but that's not, Stam Rashi's strange. Rashi's very strange, no?
Why?
Rashi's a pliatsuma.
Why?
Why? Because he argues with the Gemara and that's Dawid. Rashi saying, I call Kaminika Medina is not coming to be Marbe. Rashi says, I call Kaminika Medina means is a Miet. Rashi says, again, where's that Rashi? I lost the place again. Rashi says, I call Kaminika Medina, and Minik Livos Bigvio, and Chariachanos, and Yachavide Bigazit. So that you can't go ahead, that within the you can't go ahead within these stones. You have to file the Minika Medina, right? Not the Gemara asks the Kasha Lasuye Mai, and the Gemara says it's going to teach you Hutzavadafna. So the Gemara explains I call Minika Medina different than Rashi. The Gemara is explaining it that it's telling you that you can use things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah altogether, and Rashi is explaining it. That within the things that are in the Mishnah, you follow Minika Medina. So I don't know. I don't know, Rashi, maybe because the Gemara wants another word, hakol. I don't know.
Yeah, that, so that's going on the word hakol. One's going on the word stam, hakol kamina gadina. Stam is like, what's it did?
Okay, maybe. But then there's two separate things. There's the word hakol and mina gadina. So therefore, you have no raya from Rashi, because when Taisa says that it's coming to teach you that you're allowed to go down in the numbers, and the Rosh is saying it's going down in Hutzav Adafna, they're going on the diik that the Gemara had on Daf Dawid. And Rashi's clearly not working with that. No, there's no raya from Rashi. Rashi is saying that besides the Pshat and the Gemara and Daf Dawid, there's another way of reading the Mishnah. But the Machlekes, the Rosh and Taisis, is within the way the Gemara and Daf Dawid is reading the Mishnah. Now, where did the Gemara and Daf Dawid get that other way to read the Mishnah? Okay, I don't know. That's a question. Maybe, again, maybe it's from the word Hako. But there's no Raya from Rashi. I don't see. But anyway, but okay, so.
Rabbi, do the second Maharam?
I want to do both Maharams, okay?
The second one.
Rabbi, can I just ask a question before we move on?
Yes.
I didn't understand at different points in this year, we were asking what was Tosfos Kasha on the Gemara. And in my notes, I have at one point we were saying the Kasha was, there are a lot of things to be Marba. And at another point, I was saying the Tosfos Kasha was, that there's nothing to be Marba, that everything is a minig hedyot, there's nothing to be Marba. Where am I going wrong? What was Tosfos Kasha on the Gemara?
No, that's there. David's Kasha. Clearly is, he says the Farish. Taivis says that the Kasha is that there's lots of things to be marked. Taivis says.
How do you know that except by the teretz of the Gemara?
No, Taivis in his Kasha says, my boy, lemer asui kimine kol mekaymis. So Taivis, obviously, Taivis is asking that what's the Gemara's Kasha asui emai? There's lots of things to be marbit.
How do you know there are lots of things to be marbit? It's only because of the miu. It's only because of the miu. The miu before. That's after the maskanas of Gemara. You know there are lots of things to be marbit because of the miu. That's only the maskanas of Gemara.
I don't know, but that's what Taisa says. Now, first, let's first make, you want to ask a question, but that's what Taisa says. Taisa says, "Taimar umay mora kog minig medina asui mai," and he concludes the kasha. Lema, so Tavis is clearly asking the question that there are so many things to be marbit.
In the previous step, Tosfos in the Mi,
what?
In the previous step, Tosfos in the Mi, we only learned it because of the Gemara. The Gemara says, that's how Tosfos knows. So how can you ask a kasha, what's the rest of the kasha, when you only know
there's other things to be marbit
from the Gemara's Teretz?
A question doesn't tell me that it's not right. The Taisus is befamish that his question is that there are many things to be marvet. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? You're asking a Kasha, how does Taisus, what's Taisus's problem? Maybe the Gemara didn't know yet there are many things to be marvet.
Right.
And you say, okay, so it's maybe a valid question, but I think we said that because it's not Mistavra, that the Gemara is switching in the reading of the Mishnah. In other words, if from Hutzav Adafna, from the Gemara's answer, you see that the Gemara held up the MS that less than six is good. So it's Mistavra that the Gemara always held that way. That's not in the words of the answer of Hutzav Adafna. The Gemara in the Hutzav Adafna is not saying anything about, you know, we make an inference, a Kabbalah Slimer. The Gemara says, who's the adapter? Obviously, the Gemara held that Gvio 5 is good. But that's not what the Gemara is being mechadish, Hashib shot. So therefore, because the Gemara doesn't say who's Gvio 5 is good. Gemara says, who's the adapter? So at least in the, it could be, that Taivis, and if he learned that way, he assumes that that we're always assuming that way. why the notes are confusing is because we were trying to figure out the Hemshech of Taisis. I don't want to go over because it's gonna get confusing, because we were trying to figure out why his Taisis is Kasha only Shver based on what he said before. So if you learn like the Marikayim, then there's for sure a Hemshech, because Taisis is asking that the Gemara should have said, the Taisis' question is that based on what I said before, that Gvio 5 is good, so the Gemara should have said that and not Hutzav Adapta.
Right, or
the Gemara should have said that, but according to the simple the other pshat, that Taivis is not debating whether VO5 is no good is good. Taivis is retaining it. So then what will the Taivis kasha? It's time that the Gemara should have said anything. So then what's the connection? So that's okay. That was where we got complicated. Okay, let's read the Marav. It's quite a little bit of a complicated. So I'm gonna go over. I'm gonna get myself confused here. But let's look at the Marav. So the first Marav, as we all know, but the Marav is a very, very easy parish to read and a very hard to understand, right? It seems to be consistently. I don't know Pshat, because he was definitely one of the Gedolei Hador, more than the Gedolei Hador. He was considered like amazing Gedolei Hador. But for some reason, he writes, he's probably the easiest sefer to read of all the Sfarim. But once you read it, it's hard to understand what he's saying. So let's read the first piece quickly, and I want to read the second piece. Miyu nogol asos pachos. This is Tavis Zumiyu. The hashta, so now, all the Tavis, and I say, the reason why the Tata writes the measurements, so he wrote the measurements to tell me you don't do more. I call Kaminik Amadina, Medina is coming to say that you could do less. Okay, very nice. The Asia Dactic. The aim of Ipka, say it the other way. The Hodik Dani Midas Gvil Vigazes, Otir Ashmina Del Yitzvahs. Gvil Vigazes, the Midas that to tell me that you can't do less. The Hodik Dani Kol Kimik Adina, Otir Ashmina Del Nagu Biyaiser, Mizah Shiasa Kimin Hagen. The Ashleimar, the Kol Kimik Adina, Maka the Kuli Asa, the Apochus. They came Ashman Alisha, the Tonic Bill, because it's Kafisim, the Vain, and the Pacho, the Hode. For I called Minnega Medina, Mash, I called Minnega Medina, I'll say the Pacho. Okay, very nice, Maram. So he asked the Kasha, he says, the way Taivis reads the Mishnah is that the measurements are telling me that you don't go up. You're not allowed to go up. You can't force the person to go up. We don't file Minnega Medina to going up. Kog Minika Medina means we do follow Minika Medina as far as going down.
Rabbi, so last week we asked a question on this Maram, right?
Yes, we did. There's a Pliatsuma on the Maram. What's a Pliatsuma?
Taisus says clearly that we learn from the fact that it says that it can go with thorns, that it goes down. What's a Vidafna? It goes down.
Right, so.
So what's he saying? That maybe it could go the other way. It obviously can't go the other way.
In other words, Maram's question seems to be a most ridiculous question. Maram asks Akasha, why don't we say it the other way? Right? The Maram asks, the name of Ipcha. Excuse me. The Mara says, Beferish and Daphdawid, that Hutzav Adaphna is good. And if Hutzav Adaphna is good, Taivis says, and if the Kavachomer, then VO5 is good. The Taifis says. That's what to go for. That's the Divrei HaMaskil or the Maram is a Miu. Where Taifis says, and Miu, in Nagul Asas Pami Vav Yaseh, How do I know? The afiru. Afiru means that that's an afiru. So what in the world is the Maram's question? This, why don't we say the other way? That's against the Taibis so, has a raya that Hutza v'dafna that BO5 is good.
So yesterday I suggested to Rabbi that perhaps with our understanding of the rush, that maybe the Maram makes sense because the rush is according to the rush is understanding you could have Hutza v'dafna be good, but Gvil 5 still is not good. So therefore,
but Tysus says Beferish, you're asking on Tysus. Tysus don't hold in the rush.
No, but Tysus in the later step obviously could be talking in principle because Tysus in the later step could be going like the rush we said.
I don't know. Wow, we're
yesterday. Rebbe said this to Rebbe yesterday, and Rebbe said that he agrees with me.
Oh, okay, but I don't agree anymore.
Could the Maram mean that? The reason why according to Tosfos, the reason why the Gemara used Hakol Kaminik Hamadina for Hutzna and Dafna was because the Gemara was stuck because they used the number 6 to tell you can't do more, you don't have to do more, and that forced the Gemara to.
In other words, you're saying when Tosfos asks the Kasha, the Yesh the Daktik the Ema Ipka. In other words, he's not asking on Tysus, because Tysus is the Fesh and the Gemara. But he's asking on the Gemara.
But only based on Tysus, because Tysus is learning that when the Gemara said Hutzna v'dafna, it wasn't doing it by looking at the words Akol Minig Hamadina. It was saying I could really learn Akol Minig Hamadina differently. I could say it means that the Chavez maybe more than 6, more than whatever it was differently. He's saying it that way.
There's a basic question on the Gemara. Why was the Gemara being Lasuya Hutzavadafna? Why not wrought iron fence? That's much more chashuv.
Okay, in other words, you're saying that the Maram's Kasha is V'yesh l'datek be'eim ipcha on the Gemara. You know, in other words, why did the Gemara come along and say it's coming to be Marbe Hutzah v'dafna called Medina? Maybe it's coming to be Yasek Yimin Hadam.
And Hutza v'dafna, the Havana would be the Gemara saying it's even being Asuya Hutza v'dafna. No.
What's the saying even Hutza v'dafna means you're going, no, you can't say that because
no, meaning
Hutza v'dafna is good, then says the Tysus, then Gvio Pachos Misix is good.
But the question is, Rebbe, what about like a wrought iron bulletproof fence that's much more expensive than Gvil?
Right, I understand. But when the Maram says that we want to read it Ipcha, that Gvil Gazes that would mean also that Hutzav Daphne is no good. Right? So he's asking, the only way Parshat Shabbat
why can't you say Hutzav Adafna, meaning the Gemara is being Marva Hutzav Adafna from a Kol Kamenig Medina, but that's the extent of the Chiddush, meaning Hakol Kamenig Medina.
But you can't say that because that argues with Tysus. Tysus says Beferish that if Hutzav Adafna is good, then Gvil 5 has to be good. That's Beferish and Tysus. David says, Umiyu, it's black, because Umiyu means I'm going against the Pashtas. So he says, even though Pashtas, I would say Gvil 5 is no good, and the number is Dafka in both directions, but no, you can't say that. Why? Dafidam Nogam Hutzav Adafna Yasa. So Tysus says that if Hutzav Adafna is good, even though the mashmos in Lushan is not that way, you're forced into saying it's a raya the Raya Bruta, it's undeniable that if Hutzav Adafna is good, then Gvio 5 is also good.
And let's say, and what about wrought iron bulletproof fence? Is that also a Kol Kamina Gamedina?
But I just say, but VO5 would be good.
No,
the Therish and Dysis, I don't know. I don't know anything about your iron fence.
Because there's not Kamina to that.
You're not relating to the question. I'm sorry. I just want to ask a simple question. Tysis says that if Hutzav Adafna is good, then VO5 is good. So when the Gemara says that the Mishnah is Marbe, at the end of the day, the Gemara Adaf Dawid said that the Mishnah is Marbe Hutzav Adafna. What do the Gemara hold about VO5? So you have to say at this stage in Tysis, at least maybe, you know, okay, the only one say they didn't change it. I don't know. But at this stage, at least, when the Gemara says Hutzav Adafna is good, then who would think VO5 is good? It's the thing. So what in the world is the Maram saying? The Maram says, Ema Ipcha, the whole dictani midas vil vigazes, outside Ashmina de lo yifchas. How can he say that?
He's not saying in this step in Tysis. He's just saying in a vacuum, which would Taka maybe fit into Tysis later on. Once you fall off of that svara in a vacuum, theoretically the logic could swing the other direction, except it still can't because the lushin itself is mashma going downwards.
Okay, so therefore, that's already, it could be if you learn shot like the Marek Cohen, that Tysis at the end of the day is falling off of the Miu, then you're right. That's correct. We had two pshatim in Tysis. Again, more than two, but we had two pshatim. One pshat in Tysis was that Tysis at the end, the Marek Cohen pshat, is that when Tysis says in his answer in Rabbeinu Tam, Havo Pachos Mikan, he means Pachos Mikan of VO5. So that means that Tysis is clearly dropping what he said before. And therefore, you could say that since Tyvis drops it, so when the Marab is asking his kash, he's asking according to the end of Tyvis. That's correct. If you said like the Marikai, but I don't know.
According to the way
we're that you're right, if you will learn shot like the Marek Cohen.
Okay, so that's what we were saying.
I like the answer better within Tosfos at this point.
If you read the next Maram, I don't know if it's Mashma that he's learning at the Marek Cohen.
The Maram is asking it in this step. The Maram is asking it in this step.
Everyone's trying to answer it in this
step. So there you can say that if you were learning at the Marek Cohen, so he's saying he means that once you get to the, that's maybe not so daichik, that once you get to the end of Tysis and Tysis drops this step, then how come Tysis never dropped his original premise that VO more than six you don't do? So therefore, he's asking a question. It's a little bit funny on the Divrei Amasko. He's obviously the Divrei Amasko.
Oh, okay, could I explain it? What would the Maram's question be if you like the Maram coin?
The plea on the Maram is, the Maram asks, why don't we say Ipcha? That you should say that the words, the numbers, and the Mishnah are coming to tell you that Gvio 5 is no good. It says that black and white. So that Yitzchus means that Gvio 5 is no good. Now, Tysus, Gufa says that it's Muchlok that Gvio 5 is good because Hutzav Adafna is good. Gemara says Hutzav Adafna is good. So what in the world is Maram talking about? The Gemara says Hutzav Adafna is good, and Tysus learns from Hutzav Adafna that Gvio 5 is good. It's a Kal V'chomer. So how can the Maram ask the Kasha that VO5 is no good? That's the problem we have in the Maram.
Right.
So the Binyamin Simon is saying that if you learn Tysus, I don't want to, he's going to have to go through the whole Cheshbon, but if you learn Tysus like the Marek Cohen, that Tysus is Kasha was that if Gvio 5 is good, when Tavis answered, you know, it's with somewhat daifik in the Lashon, and when Tavis says, when the era ben atam, avopokos mikan is no good, dominion hedget, he means pokos mikan at Gvio 5. And Tavis is dropping what he said before. He's having charata from the miyu, which we thought was extremely daichik.
That's a yo-yo
dropping shot. That. And then, okay, so then you could say that the Maram's kasha is that don't tell me, how did Tavis know it's not ipcha? And don't tell me he got it because of the umiyu that says that if the hutzav adafna is good, then Gvio 5 also has to be good because Tavis at the end drops that. So once Tavis drops it, then he should say ipcha.
Right, but the Maram doesn't
once
ask
he drops
his
it,
question at the end.
Just goes away.
Once the Maram does it. Not ask his question at the end. Look at the Maram. It's right at the beginning of Taisus.
Okay, so he's saying, it's not, I haven't agreed, it's not the best shot, but he's saying that he means, Tavis in the beginning makes a statement that Gvio more than 6, we don't do. Now, Tavis says in the beginning, and he never challenges it. He seems to stay. Even Rabbeinu Tam sticks with it. So the Maram's asking, where does Tosfos get to make this statement and stick with it throughout the entire Tosfos? Based on the end, he should drop the beginning. And he never drops the beginning. But I agree with you, Rabbeinu, that it's not mashma in the Maram. First of all, the Maram is going on group of the Divrei HaMaskil of Umiyu. So to say that and Gufa quotes the line which slugs up his kasha, and he means to ask, his kasha has nothing to do with the meal. The meal is anything, the meal slugs up his kasha. So he quoting a line, okay, he's quoting in the beginning, but that is very dyfic in the reading.
Rebbe, is that always true that if Tosfos comes up with a conclusion later, he has to work it all the way back through
of
the
Cheshbon
and drop out everything?
To, but the Maram doesn't say that he's working with, the Maram doesn't ask it that way. In other words, just the reading of the Maram, he doesn't quote the end of Tavis. Maram quotes the line Umiyu. So to say that his question is not on the line Umiyu, which he quotes, but on the line that he quotes is no question, and his only question is on the line that he doesn't quote, is somewhat daichik in the reading. You know, it's also the Maram, we'll have to see, we get to the second Maram, doesn't sound like that he's reading Tavis like the Mari going. Doesn't sound like it at all. So it doesn't, it's also schwer. So, okay.
Is it possible to say that the Maram was learning the Miyu, that Tosfos wasn't saying the Miyu because of his riot from the Gemara? The Miyu was because since he said that the six, that if you do more than 6, you don't have to do. So since more than 6, you don't have to do. So you might think then, so then what's a call coming for? So he says a call minigamdina must be coming, like the Gemara says that less than 6 is good. But the hecher of the meal was because he had a problem. What am I going to do with a call minigamdina now that you just told me that more than 6 is good? You don't have to do. You don't have to do more than 6. What's that called Medina coming for?
But how do you read that in the words? Da'afilu and nagu behutzav adafna.
Oh, so the answer is, Umiyu, don't worry about it. The Gemara took care of that. That less than 6 is good. And you see from the Gemara itself, so behutzav adafna.
But he says da'afilu and nagu da'afna. That means that he's holding in Svara that right. It's an afilu. Right. Maybe he would have said, behutzav Umiyu and nagu pachal mivav yasa, just like behutzav adafna is yasa. Okay, but he says, Da'afilo im nago behutzav adafna.
That's coming for.
Da'afilo means that you can learn it out. It's a kava chaimer.
Right. That's what minhag hamedina is coming for. That even that less than 6 would work. Kava chaimer from behutzav adafna. But that's a.
It's not a kava chaimer. If it's a kava chaimer, so then the maram has no kasha. Because the Gemara says Beferish Hutzav Adafna is good, and there's a Kavachomer that Gvio less than 6 is good.
I'm not understanding why the Tosfos would go to Hutzah V'Dafna. Why don't you just bring a Raya? The fact that the third and fourth example in the Mishnah are smaller, because that's the way we're reading it, because even Hutzah V'Dafna, which is smaller. So the third and the fourth are smaller than the first two. So that proves that it doesn't have to be six. It could be five, four, three.
But that could be by different materials. It could be.
Hutzah V'Dafna doesn't prove anything. It's a different material entirely.
That when you use Gvil, you have to use six, because in Gavis you have to use five, because different materials are stronger. Some are stronger, some are weaker. I don't know.
Yeah, so Hutzah V'Dafna doesn't say a number. So what does it prove? It proves nothing.
But Taifas feels that Hutzah V'Dafna is a good proof.
Right. So I'm trying to say that maybe the Maram sees Tosfos a little differently and sees Hutzah V'Dafna as something different. And the explanation is like Reb David Max was saying. And Hutzah V'Dafna. What if Hutzah V'Dafna is like this?
You can't argue with Tosfos.
No, I'm fitting into Tosfos. Hutzah V'Dafna does not say a number.
What?
The point is that Hutzah V'Dafna does not say a number. That's how the Maram saw Tosfos. Hutzah V'Dafna is no number, so you can't say that the number has to be six, the number has to be five, unless it's four. And it says Hutzah V'Dafna doesn't have a number.
I'm not ready to agree, but I don't know what the difference is. Whatever it is, Tosfos proves from the Gemara that Gvil 5 is good. He has a raya. Tosfos doesn't stop saying it's a statement. He brings a raya.
Rabbi, many times we say that
above Yaza, and I'll prove it to you. So once Tosfos proves it to you, so the Maram is a plea atzuma. He just, it's like he forgot a line of Tosfos.
The Maram asked the question,
how does Tosfos know that Gvil 5 is good? Excuse me, Maram, why don't you bother reading the words of Tosfos?
Yes, true. I agree with that question very much, but Rabbi Maram has a very good question on Tosfos. Why is Tosfos going to Hutzah V'Dafna to ask this
question? I don't know. Good question, but it does nothing to do with the question I'm asking. You have a given question. Why did the Tosfos bring Hutzah V'Dafna?
So it compels you to give a different shot in Tosfos.
I don't know. I don't see how you can give a different shot in Tosfos.
Maybe could we suggest that perhaps the Maram is just kicking the can down, in the sense that it's obviously from Tosfos that he's reading the Gemara, the Hutzah V'Dafna proves that you go less. But why does the Gemara make that decision to go less instead of more? That's what he's trying to understand. Gufa, why is it that the Gemara decides to go less, or according to Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara, it decides to go less? And he just wants to understand, why is it that it comes up with Hutzah V'Dafna? Why doesn't it go the other direction and go more?
So you're saying that his question is, again, So where did the Gemara come along and assume? The Gemara says, I call the Gemara is assuming it's coming to be Marbe. Uta the Gemara that it's coming. La Asuye. Maybe you could say who's maybe it's coming to say more is no good.
But it's particularly according to Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara. Because not everybody reads the Gemara that way.
No, maybe.
That's why he's not asking. Otherwise, you should be on Gemara and Daf Dalet. The reason he's asking here is because Tosfos makes a deal to say that we prove from there. So Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara is saying that clearly we're going down. And we're learning more down. So he says, why? Why would the Gemara be doing that? No,
okay, but obviously the Gemara definitely does it. Okay, so I'm saying, so yeah, I hear.
Maybe the reason why the Gemara says Hutzah V'Dafna is because really up is good and down is good, but down is a bigger chiddush than up.
Okay, but David said down, up is no good. David brought a raya, because otherwise the Tana wouldn't have given enough.
So that's what the Maram's asking.
That's not the Maram's question. Maram's question is should be Ipcha. Maram's question is say Ipcha.
Because why not Ipcha?
He's not saying
it should be Ipcha. He's saying how does Tosfos know it's not Ipcha?
The Gemara says, that's what I'm telling you. You can't argue.
No, the Gemara doesn't say. All the Gemara says is Hutzah V'Dafna.
But Tosfos says that Gvil 5 is a Kalva Chomer from Hutzah V'Dafna.
Right. And
so how can the Maram ask and say Gvil 5 is no good?
No, and Gvil 7 would be a kavachomer from a bulletproof wall also.
The Maram asks the Ema Ibcha. The other me that Gvil Vigalis, Akash means the low Yifchas. Low Yifchas, what does low Yifchas mean? Low Yifchas means that Gvil 5 is no good.
Please,
and Taisa says attention. That that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Hutzavadafna is good, so then Gvil 5 is also good.
Right, and
the Maram's question is arguing with the Gemara.
The Maram's asking Tosfos, how do you know that Hutzavadafna is good, but more than Gvil is no good?
That's not what he asks. He says, he asks, Ema Ibcha. The whole dictani midas gvil vegadis also in Ashminin the lo yifchas. That's ibcha. Ibcha means that the opposite. Opposite means that it's more than the going down is no good. So the pshat I hear is one possible pshat is that he's asking on the Gemara. But okay, that could be. I want to go for it, but I.
Tysus is understanding the Gemara.
Fine. But according to Taisus, how did the Gemara know? It may be, but that sounds like a very, very, you know, what you call fluky question. That because the
how? Otherwise, he's contradicting Taisus.
Okay, I understand the problem, but I don't like the answer so much. Because why is it a very fluky question? Because the Gemara is allowed to be smart. You have two ways to read the Mishnah. You can read that going is excluding going up, or you can say it's excluding going down. So obviously, why is one excluded? Let me ask you a question. Why is it that by going up, we don't follow Minhag Medina, and by going up, down, we do follow Minhag Medina? What's good for the Hesber? I'll leave it to Emmet. At the end of the day, I'm asking you, Sam. According to the Emes, we follow Minhag Medina going down. We don't follow Minhag Medina going up. How come?
According to the Maram, it's because it shows you Lakula. Because the Lashon.
That's how we know the Lashon. That's from Mukhlo from the Tana. But why did the Tana say that? Mr. Tana, who wrote the Mishnah, why did he say such a thing? What's his logic?
The logic is that we can't have some crazy location like Beverly Hills that's going to make these crazy restrictions. Well,
how come
and then you're going to have to stick
crazy
to it?
Location of Harlem that make hoots of a Daphna? And why you prejudice only against the rich people, not the poor people?
You know, Democrat, we're forcing the guy because he's a shutzif to build the gates.
What?
We're forcing the guy to build the gate because of local.
At the end of the day, we have a Mishnah that says that when the minute goes up, we say, forget it. We don't listen to that minute. When the minute goes down, we accept it. What's the difference? If you go by Minhagim, you should go by Minhagim. If you don't go by Minhagim, you don't go by Minhagim. So someone help me. What's
also
the
true, obviously, that the
is
Gemara
it, there's a difference
the
in quality between a Minhag.
What?
There's a difference in a Minhag. People are unlikely to have a Minhag that's going to lead to destruction of their own property. But they are likely, and it's just have a Minhag that's going to be excessive. Especially
words,
if somebody's like Kings
make
stupid rules.
Right, I agree with you. I didn't see you anywhere, but it came from left field. I didn't see. But right, in other words, you have to say that the minig of more is a minig shtus, whatever. The minig of less is not so shtus. The minig of more is wasting money. You have a perfectly good wall at 6, and you have a mishigas that you want to build the wall as 10. That's a waste of money. A minig of hutzav adafna is not a waste of money. You're saving money. You're building a cheap wall. The purpose of walls to stop hezekria. This also stops hezekria.
Rabbi,
going to fall down. So when it falls down, I'll build another.
Rabbi, if that's true, why does Rabbeinu Tam have to wait to the end where it's lower?
Wait for us to do one thing. Let me finish your thought. So no matter what you're going to say, there has to be some logic in this din, right? There's a logic. Otherwise, at the end of the day, even at the Maram, at the end of the day, he says it's Mukhra from the Mishnah. But how did the Tana know? Where did the Tana get it from? So I can ask you, Kasha, how did the Tana know? There it is. The Tana smoked a cigar and he figured it out with his head. So to say that the Maram is asking Akasha, how did Gemara know? Well, excuse me, if the Tana is allowed to figure it out, the Gemara got it because he was taking the Lashon of the Tana. And how did the Tana know? Because the Tana used his Seiko.
But he's so, not asking like, on the Gemara.
So the Gemara is allowed to use the Seiko. So to say, in my humble opinion, that the Maram is asking how the Amora know the Gemara, to me, is a very weak question. If you're asking how did Tosis know, okay, then I know that's such a bad question. Tosis is 1,000 years after the Gemara. 1,000 years is a long time. Tosis was not a builder. He didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Maram saying, listen, Tosis, to say that Tosis knew because he was just, he figured it out logically, okay, that he didn't like.
So he's asking Tosis's understanding of the Gemara. To say that
how the Gemara knew is not a valid question. Because even if you answer that, I'll ask you, how did the Tanoim know? Okay, what do you want from my life?
See, he's asking on Tosis. Tosis is the one who says that you make a Kal V'Chaimer from Hutzav Dafna. That's Tosis's reading of the Gemara. So he's asking on Tosfos's reading of the Gemara. What's wrong with that?
Reading of the Gemara. Oh, that's how Tosfos read the Gemara. What do you want from Tosfos?
The Gemara doesn't have to be saying that. There are other opinions clearly that say.
Excuse me, not true. That once a Gemara says Hutzav Dafna, Tosfos feels it's Mukhrach.
Well, 1 second. We know that there's a Rabbeinu Tam and other versions of Tosfos later on that come out saying that doesn't come out like that.
Okay, but Tosfos disagrees with that.
So that's what he's asking. He's asking on Tosfos. Where does Tosfos know from? He says Tosfos obviously has some indication that it should be going down. That's why he reads it as a Kal V'Chaimer.
That's not, Tosfos says it's a Kal V'Chaimer. If Tosfos agreed with the Rosh, then there's no Kal V'Chaimer. No, Tosfos holds. I'm sorry, I can't accept
it. What's Rabbi's pshat? Does Rabbi have a pshat?
I know. I think that pshat of Maram's a pliatzuma. Let's go to the next Maram.
Rabbi, I tried twice already, so I did my part.
Either the Maram is holding like the, this other pshat in Tosfos.
I don't understand that pshat. I'm missing something. I thought if you learn like the Mara Cohen, that Tosfos at the end is dropping that Gvil 5 is good. Right. So if you ask Tosfos the Maskana, his original Vintoma, that am I Isuch Lemis Gvil, if it says I call Kamedika Medina, what's the answer to that? I thought the answer is it told you the measurements because you can't go up, you can't go down. You have to keep exactly to the measurements. And a Kol Kamedika Medina is to be marbid.
Why do you say you can't go up? Maybe you could go up, and maybe it's only telling you can't go down. Because Tosfos is ready to say that the measurement is coming for one and not the other. So weird is, since Tosfos at the end drops and says that you can't go down, so then maybe you are allowed to go up. So it's mashman the lashon that Tosfos, that Tosfos is not changing what he said in the beginning, that you can't go up. He said that in the beginning, and he locks in. He never debates that, never discusses that again. So the Maram would have a kasha that since at the end of Tosfos, the measurements are telling you that you can't go down. So there's and you yourself, Tosfos, was ready to say that the measurements are telling you only one direction. So maybe the measurement is only telling me you don't go up, and the measurement's not discussing going down. I mean, telling you don't go, you can't go down, and the measurements aren't discussing going up, and therefore you have no right to paskin halacha lemaisa that you can't go up. So that would be the Maram's kasha. That would be a valid question, except that that's based on that he's reading Tosfos like the Marikayim. That Tosfos at the end drops what he says now. And it's based on this daichik that Tosfos. So there are two daichik ways of answering the Maram. They're both possible. To me, they both sound very daichik. One is that he's sounding like the Mari Cohen, and he's assuming that Tosfos at the end drops what he says now. And the Maram is asking based on the Tosfos at the end, which he doesn't say, and he has the wrong Divrei HaMaskil, et cetera, which is a little daichik. And the other way is he's saying, he's asking, and how did the Gemara know? Which to me is like a very weird question. Why can't the Gemara know? Because the Gemara knew the same way the Tana knew. So he said, no, the Tana is allowed to know it, but the Amoraim are not allowed to know it. I don't know. It sounds to me very strange. Okay, let's do the next Maram.
This is a one last thing just to finish.
Wait. Rabbi Meltzer is going to show me. It's Pikuach Nefesh. Okay. In Taimar. Umay boy, name Gemara, name Esther, give me the call, come, it's Moshe Nagel, Rotsa Laimar. See, once explain the Hemsha. The Elah, the Perusha Hochi, if I would have said what I said before.
It's very good to
vote. Well, Yiksha Midi. If it would have said, if the Gemara couldn't answer, type his kasha was, why did the Gemara answer, he says, it couldn't have said that, because then, have a mina, the Nagu big deal, Pachas Mishesh, Pachim, or because it's Pachas Mishamisha, Yasa, Kimin Hagam, is that Edo? So the Gemara didn't say that because they didn't want it, they would be misleading. Okay, I come on, I'll see who's the Dafa. The Dafa says, you know, but Sermin Hagamin. I'll go Bubbishir, the Tanai Gabi goes up, so Yasmin Hagam. The call Bubbishir, not to Homer, and the Homer can't get it with Rash, that's right. Abu Hasha, that's what I mean, I'm not going to pass the Bubbishir, Yasa, caution him, aim his stomach, that's weak, make all my kindness. So he's explained the Hemshire Kotaisis. So I don't understand.
You got the same kasha on the Rosh.
Wait, 1 second. Before I went
to talking about
the Rosh doesn't have a Hemshire because he's saying that what? That if he wouldn't have had what he said before, you could say that the Gemara didn't answer Yasui Gomi Kaimis because it would be misleading. So therefore, it says it didn't answer that way. But now that it's that going down is good. So type is kashas, it should have said communicomicimus. So type is kasha was in name of summer last week, communicomicimus.
That's only half of Tosus's kasha. Tosus also asked on the Gemara's kasha.
Right, so that's in other words, is it, the question is, if the Maram makes a Hemshech, is it sufficient if the Hemshech is only on half? Or maybe it's sufficient. Now, Taibiz has two kashas. Taibiz has a kasha on what was the Gemara's question. That's what we kept on claiming. I think we tried to prove that yesterday from the Rush. And that the simple reading that we pointed out after Shir, the guy that when he only in the second, at the end of the Rosh, he says Kalaymar, and he's changing the simple reading, so that the simple reading of the Rosh, the Gemara's question is Asuye Mai, it's worth asking a question. Taifas has a problem. I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. So the Marav's answer is, the Marav's explained to Hemshech that the question wouldn't have been shver if he wouldn't have said what he said before. That's only the question.
He learned like the Rush, he says.
What?
He says if he learned like the Rush, he wouldn't have a kasha.
Well, he said if you learn like he said, "The lap the bushes hafti, lo yiksha midi." The Amar Asui man mekomos hamin dim nago begil bami sheish shvam because the sheish misha yati given hagam. Is that eno? Okay, but the what was the zet eno? That's not true. So the lap the bushes hafti lo yiksha midi. The Amar Asui man mekomos. Hava mina the nago bigvil pachas mishesh tfachim, who begazes pachas mishkamisha, yase kimin hagam, vize eno. So the Gemara couldn't have asked that, answered that, because then you would be misled. come on, I see who's in the dafna. The dafna says in a buser a minute. So it's saying the Gemara picked who's of a dafna because that's the only one that we go buser a minute. I would go probably share the tonight, Gabby Gothers, the husband hugging. The call of Bummy Shear should not come in, aim a home in his Kayamis. He's a bit a shri. Because so he's saying, he's a bit a shri. That is a tree. So Abahasha, the cause of the Zumiu, and dog will ask those problems. You said, caution, game, aim is still a sink, give me a comic kindness. Yes. So it's a little funny is that he's saying that if you would hold like the Ashri, then
the Ashri is that the same the rush.
The Ashri is the rush. The rush goes ahead in Aleph and makes a split between the materials and the measurements. So he's saying if you would hold like the rush,
he will never then
what Tavis would not have a question. Tavis would not have a question if you held like the rush. So first of all, someone asked a problem, but the rush, Kupa asked it, right? That was right, Mel. You asked that? Someone was asked that.
I asked the Kasha, the rush also has the same problem.
Right. Rush so asked Rabbeinu Tam.
How can the, you're saying, how can the Maram say that according to the rush is no problem when the rush has the problem? Right?
That's no, but it's a different, we're saying it could be a different question. Tosh is not necessarily asking the same question as Rabbeinu Tam.
I don't know. He called it Rabbeinu Tam.
Goes to Rabbeinu Tam for his answer. To answer the question, he uses Rabbeinu Tam. But it's possible that he's really asking a different question than Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay, I don't know. That's not so simple. Okay, that's not so simple. I hear it, but it's not so simple. So, and it's also not so simple is that I don't know in Hashkafa, you know, if Tavis would have held like the rush, then he could have never said the umiyu. So Tavis, when he said like the meal, like I mean, I guess it's legitimate, but it's a big chiddush in Maran. Usually there's a hemshach from what something that Tosfos said. Here, Tosfos Bechlau is just not gairis the Rosh Svara. Tosfos holds that the Rosh Svara, Tosfos just, he doesn't even bring it. He just ignores it. He just says, I cared.
What's the Rosh Svara? What's the Rosh Svara?
Rosh goes ahead and splits that only hoots of the materials are you're allowed to change Minhag HaMedina. You go by Minhag HaMedina by materials, but you don't follow Minhag HaMedina by measurements, because measurements change the measurements and the walls will collapse. Every material has to follow its own measurements. The Minhag HaMedina is different materials, but within
so the Minhag HaMedina tells you whether you go with Vilna Gazis.
You have to use the measurements of that material, which is listed in the Mishnah.
So Minhag HaMedina says Gvil or Guzzes?
Right. The Minhag Gvil Guzzes are Hoots of Adafna or Maksalas. But the Minhag HaMedina, you're not allowed to use Minhag HaMedina for measurements because Chazal are telling you what the right measurements are. So he's saying if you learn like the Rush, so then the Gemara could not have said, I call Gaminic, I see Nina, so you call me Kaimis, because then it'll be misleading. Because then you would think that you can use lower measurements. So it one question is, so then how come the rush, who Gupa says is, has that kasha? Okay, so you say Binyan, that's a different question, but I don't know about that. And
wait, the way that Rosh read Rabbeinu Tam's question was Gufa. This Lusuya Mai seems to be different from all other Lusuya Mai's.
Okay, but we did not say that yesterday.
I thought that's what we said.
Answer.
That's what the question was.
The answer was that it's different.
But
I'm saying his question was it doesn't seem to fit in the way we normally use Lusuya Mai. That's not a Pipasha Tosfos' question.
I don't know. 1 second. Let me just. And they're saying the second thing. 1 second. I'm just trying to go further. Let me just the Tosfos who said Umiyu. That he brought a raya from Hutz of Adafna, that if Hutz of Adafna is good, then five is Gvil is also good. Tavis clearly does not hold to the Rosh Svara. It's like he never entertained the Rosh Svara. He never was gairis it. So the Maram is saying, I mean, it's just a chiddush in learning that even Taivas makes umiyu, which is predicated on totally ignoring the Rosh Hashanah. The Hemshech is Taivas knows that someone could have said the Rosh Hashanah, which I totally ignored. And on days on, if you would say like the Rosh Hashanah, then I have no kasha. So therefore, that's a hemsha.
Isn't that a very standard shot in the hemsha? Tosa says a kasha answer, kasha answer. So we find some other rishon who gives a different answer to the original question. And according to that answer, you wouldn't have the second kasha. Tosa's never addressed
that. Yeah, but here, Taivas brings a raya, says umiyu. Taivas, the way we read Taivas, it's a raya. Taivas, the fact he says umiyu, umiyu means I'm going against the pashas in lashon. Means the lashon is mashma that measurements are dafka. Says Taivas, yeah, you can't say that because if hutz of a dafka is good, it must be then bill five is also good. So Taivas is like in svara feels that like it's a raya bruta. So he's like, he's not even gyres the Rosh's possibility. If the Rosh's possibility is true, then he has no raya. So he goes ahead and he brings a raya. And what's your raya? Maybe the Rosh's possibility? He doesn't bring it. He doesn't discuss it. He just totally like ignores it. And then, but he knows it enough that that's why there's a hemsha. You know, like normally, Chad is, Taivas Asikasha gives an answer. He knows someone else gives a different answer. Okay, you know, it's not like such a terrible answer. Okay, I gave my answer. You give your answer. So they're the Hemsha. But here, Taivas clearly doesn't hold to the Rosh. He argues with the Rosh. He feels it's krum and svara. He feels it's such so krum that he's able to bring a raya based on that basis. And then, but he does know that there's such a possibility. Okay, it's a little, but all right. But anyway, but
why does he have to know there's a possibility? What? Why can't you just say that Taisus only has this question because he holds umiyu. Now he has a question because of it. It happens to be the Rosh wouldn't have this question.
No, but the Maram is saying, explaining the Hemshech of Taisus. Why did Taisus write question, the second question on over here?
Because he holds Taivas, umiyu, now he has a question.
Taivas should have written this question on Daf Dawid. The Rosh, interestingly, asks this question on Daf Dawid, doesn't ask it on Daf Beis. So the Rosh goes ahead and seemingly asks the same question on Daf Dawid without any introduction. Why in the world does Taisus wait, say this question here, over here? So that's the Maram's problem. This is an independent question on Daf Dawid. To which the Maram answers, because Taivas said, if you would say like the Rosh, then I wouldn't have an answer to the question. So first of all, so we are saying to them, how come the Rosh Guva asked the question? Okay, and second of all, that means that the Taivas must have been thinking of the Rosh. Taivas wrote the question on Daf Beis. But the Maram is saying, because Taisus knows that somebody else would hold of the Rosh. And they would hold of the Rosh, then I wouldn't have a kasha. So being that Taisus knows that, so he asked the guy, he said, since I, Gupa, told you not like the Rosh, therefore we have a kasha. So that means that Taisus knows the Rosh of Svara. He's thinking about it. Because that's the flow of Taisus. So I'm just saying it's a little strange that if Taisus knew this Rosh and Svara, then what was his miyu? His whole miyu, raya, was predicated on the fact that he didn't know the Rosh and Svara. So it's a little funny. Okay.
Rebbe, I think, views this as a not possible chanatosis, but it, in terms of the other issue, it sounds like maybe the Maram learns that the Rosh and Daf Dalet was asking what's the Gemara's question, but Tosus is only asking what the Gemara's teretz is. Even though Tosus says, "Umay boy," the Gemara, he somehow reads that that Tosa just means to bring in, you know, to cite the question to get to the answer. He's not asking two questions.
Okay, maybe in other words.
And I mean, maybe, and we have a good shot in why would the Maram want to read such a Deichik into Tosas, because we struggled very much with the Tosas's Teretz. If you learn that Tosas was only asking on the Gemara's Teretz and not the question, then you don't have to say like the Mara Kohen. You could just say he's answering Pachos. The Gemara didn't want to answer last is committed Kol Makomos, because then someone.
I hear. Now, you're saying that the Maram, you know, I went a little bit too quickly today, even for myself, is that the Maram is explaining the Hemshah, but he's only explaining the Hemshah on the second question, seemingly, not on the first question. So you're saying that that's an indicator that the Maram did not have the first question. Right. That's
right.
You're saying that the Maram clearly did not have the first question. He's saying that Taifis, you know, like the Maram, you know, so the Rosh, you don't have the Kasha. So what shot that the Rosh had that Kasha? Territory the Rosh has a different question.
Right.
So, okay. So yeah. So then the Rosh's question is on the question, and Taifis is asking on the answer. And okay, that might be shot in the Maram. That would maybe.
And that would be a fourth shot in Tosis.
Yeah, and then that latest. Means Tosis is just using the answer of Rabbeinu Tam to help him, but that's not really necessarily what Rabbeinu Tam's kasha is.
No, Rabbeinu Tam, there could be a slight machlokes between Tosis and the Rosh. What was Rabbeinu Tam's question? Was he asking on the question or asking on the answer? That's not so terrible that they're allowed to have a variation of Rabbeinu Tam's question.
Yeah, because okay. It's not even, I mean, even if we'll say that in learning, like Rebbe was declaring Chakira, is that a sufficient hemshech if only one of the questions created, not the other? The lashon of the Maram is very stark. Lo yaksha midi.
Yes, I agree. The Maram is mashma that it answers all the questions. Yes, so you're saying that, I hear that you're saying that the Maram, it sounds like from the Maram that he did not have the first question because his answer doesn't answer the first question, you know. So
what does Rebbe mean by the first question?
We learned that Taivis is asking two questions, one on what's the Gemara's kasha, and one on what's the Gemara's answer. So why did the Gemara answer a different answer? So the Maram's answer is that the Gemara didn't give a different answer because they didn't want to be misleading, because then you would come up with the wrong halacha as far as VO5, but that doesn't explain. That only explains why the Gemara had to answer VO and couldn't say Stama Hakol Kaminek Medina. But it doesn't answer what was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is a silly question, because the answer of Hutzav Adafna is obvious. The answer of Machsonas is obvious. So if Taivis is kasha was that the Gemara's question is silly, the Maram doesn't answer it. He's just answering it why the Gemara didn't answer. You know, the question is, why did the Gemara give a different answer? He says, because they would have said a different answer, it would have been misleading. So he's only relating to the question on the answer, not the question. So Rafi's saying that maybe that would indicate that the Maram learned that different than this other question, which is a pretty good question. And how can the Maram say, according to Rosh, Taivis doesn't have a problem when the Rosh Aguv has the problem? That's like a really strong problem. So he's saying that obviously he learned that the Maram, Rosh's kasha and Taivis kasha are two different kashas. Taivis is only answering on the answer, and the Rosh is asking on the question. And Ein Hachinami, the Maram's answer doesn't answer the question, but on the question, but Taivis is not asking that question. Okay, we thought Taivis is. Maybe it is strange, and if the Maram's going to grant us that Taivis, that the Rosh asking the question on the question, and Taivis asked my boy, and yet, you know, he said that Taivis never meant to ask on the question. But okay,
I'm alleging that his hechrach is because he doesn't understand the Rebbeinu Tam. He doesn't like the Mara Kohen, and he doesn't like any of the other Torah we said. And if you learn Tosu's asking on the Gemara's Kasha as well, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't answer that.
Okay, I have to give the judgment. Maybe. Okay.
According to the Rashi, does.
Right, but we said that's chasson a lashon of Tosas. Maybe the Maram doesn't want to read that back into the Tosas Torah. Right?
Okay. Anyway, that's good. So I think we're going to go weiter. So to next.